Chapter 1. 30 Years Ago. Leah Berkeley walked out of Dillard's holding two shopping bags with her mother's Christmas presents, a silk blouse and perfume. Buying the perfume was a no-brainer. Madeline coveted women's fragrances the way some women yearned for precious jewels to adorn their bodies. Leah hadn't taken more than three steps when she bumped into a hard body, and the impact caused her to drop the shopping bag with the perfume. Her eyes filled with tears as she heard the bottle shatter on the concrete. It had taken her months of performing odd jobs off and on the Vanderbilt University campus to save enough money to buy gifts for her mother. Whether it was correcting and typing papers for other students or occasionally working the front desk at a nearby motel, Leah never thought a job, if legal, was too menial for her. "I'm sorry." Her head popped up when she heard the deep voice of the man looming over her. "You should be," she shouted angrily. "Why the hell didn't you look where you were going?" "I'm sorry, miss." "You should be," she repeated. Suddenly, Leah was ashamed of her nasty tone. After all, it was an accident, and she should have been more alert instead of fantasizing about her mother's reaction to what she planned to give her for Christmas. "I'm sorry," she said, apologizing, "but that was something I wanted to give my mother." The man bent down to pick up the bag, which was beginning to leak, and he dropped it in a trash receptacle a few feet away. "I should be the one apologizing, because I wasn't looking where I was going. Come with me and I'll buy you another one." Leah looked at him for the first time. Despite her dilemma, she saw he wasn't handsome in the traditional sense, but attractive. She liked his large hazel eyes that seemed to smile when his mouth wasn't. He claimed a head of thick, wavy, dark brown hair, while his features were masculine but unremarkable. He did not give her a chance to reject his offer. He cupped her elbow and steered her back into the store. What she did notice was those on the sales floor staring, smiling, and acknowledging him with a nod as he directed her over to the fragrance counter. "This young lady just purchased a bottle of..." His voice trailed off, and he stared at Leah until she gave him the name of the perfume. "I'd like to purchase the largest bottle that you have, and please gift wrap it." The saleswoman bowed her head as if he were the member of a royal family.